Hey everyone, I'm Chris Hall, and you're listening to the Downtime Podcast, where we take you inside the world of elite mountain biking. This is part two of our Fort William special. I hope you've already listened to the first part and really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, then let us know with an iTunes review or get in touch on social media, where we're Downtime Podcast on Instagram, The Downtime Podcast on Facebook, or Downtime Tweets on Twitter. So in part two, we've got various interviews for you. It starts off with chats with Tracy Mosley about her first time back on a downhill bike for 5 years, Steve Peat about being trackside at the World Cup, and Claudio Calori about his slightly sketchy track run. Then we talk to a number of riders and we finish off with a couple of your winners from the weekend. We've got Matt Walker, your junior men's winner, and Tracy Hannah, the elite women's winner. So without further ado, let's listen to the riders. Okay, Tracy Mosley, Saturday morning, Fort William, sat on a downhill bike. How you feeling?
Kind of apprehensive, actually. I've had all sorts of feelings today. Enjoyed it just now, but at the start I was thinking, what am I doing? You know, things, it's only been 5 years. Well, 5 years, I guess, is a long time. And I think having now come back and seeing the speed that the guys are travelling at, the technology of the bikes has moved on so much. You know, yesterday was the first time I hopped on a downhill bike since 2012 Worlds. So now it's, you know, no longer 26-inch wheels. Now I'm on a 650, but now it's moving on again. So already behind the times. But yeah, it's been fun. Certainly not making any plans for a downhill comeback. Something I certainly enjoyed loads, but I still enjoy that. The enduro at the minute, that feel of like exploring more terrain and not having to push the envelope quite as much. It really is pretty much all or nothing now these days, and I'm getting too old for that.
Cool. And what are you thinking to the course? It's maybe a bit different to the last time you were here.
Yeah, pretty much to the deer gates, you know, the same, and that for me is a bit that I feel like I'm quite comfortable on. It's just when it opens out, the new sections, you know, it's that flat out speed that downhill's now become. Everyone wants to see big jumps, see the speed, it looks cool for TV. And that's stuff for me that's the kind of more daunting. It's just we don't go fast anymore. In enduro, you don't get that speed the same. But I think it's working. The woods is, yet again, always going to be the sticking point for, I think, for everyone. In a, you know, you can have an amazing run and that one section just catches you out. And it's certainly, it's real tricky already. Depending, it's supposed to rain again today. So it'll be interesting. And it's, for me, it's just an awesome opportunity to, you know, Trek have just launched this new session, so I finally get one after 5 years of waiting for a downhill bike and not planning to do anything other than a few coaching days with it, really. That's my plan. So it's more just a chance to come here. Brought a young junior girl, so I'm supporting her, and a chance to come and have a play and a bit of old time memory sake roll down the hill again. So yeah, it should be good.
Excellent. It's great to see you back, and hopefully I get a chance to see you come down the hill at some point tomorrow.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, Steve Peat, we're here at Fort William. A year since your last outing at Fort William. You're here in a different capacity this weekend. How's it going for you so far?
Yeah, it's good. I had a good day watching from the side of the track yesterday, helping the boys out, just looking at lines and seeing how the track sort of developed through first day of practice. And yeah, all good. Looked good.
How does it feel not riding? Are you missing it? Does it feel like you want to get up there? Are you itching to ride, or are you kind of cool with it?
To be honest, it was a hell of a long day yesterday, just stood at side track watching. But yeah, it would have definitely been more fun riding. But no, I don't. Not really missing it. I'm not like in that sort of. I've not been training to race World Cups now, so yeah, it'd be pretty tough on this course if I was to try and ride it now.
And what do you think the key is to winning this weekend? I mean, the wood section looks pretty gnarly. The new section's super fast. Where do you think the time's going to come from this weekend?
Preparation. Who's trained hardest through the winter? Who's prepared the best? Who's got the bike set up the best? It's a long old track, so you've got to be pinned the whole way down this one. And it's a real physical track, so yeah, the guys that are prepped the best will do well.
Syndicate then, yeah?
Of course, top three.
Nice one. Cheers, Steve.
Cheers, mate.
Okay, Claudio, we're here in the Scott Velo Solutions pits. You had an interesting track preview earlier in the week. Talk us through how that went with Jack.
Well, you know, there were lots of little or big new jumps to be tested, and we were going for it. But before one takeoff, I hit my pedal on a rock and went sideways just before the takeoff. So I couldn't take that one, but all the other ones were actually super fun. And the motorway section, for some reason, this year went a lot easier than in years before, where I was struggling to clear all the jumps, and this time it went just fine, so I was stoked. It was actually really cool.
Yeah, you seem to be enjoying yourself, definitely. What do you think to the new section up on the track? It's pretty different from Fort William of old up there.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job. Obviously, it is a bit almost paved, but I think it's going to get really rough by Sunday. So it's good to, you know, build something smooth and then it'll get rough anyway for the race.
And obviously, you know, Brendan's going to win, but who else do you think is going to be up there this weekend?
Well, you know, Greg Minnaar won here 6 times already, and he's on the big wheels. I don't know, but probably one of his team. But then I've heard that Loic is going crazy fast up there. He probably wants to prove that he can still win on a 27 and not on a 29. So it's one of those.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to the weekend and look forward to hearing your commentary on Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay, G. Atherton, Saturday morning. We're here at Fort William. It's a real shame to see you sat down with some crutches by your side. How's things going?
Yeah, not bad, pal. I mean, like you say, definitely a shame to be sat here on crutches at one of my favourite World Cups. But, you know, it happens. It's the nature of the beast. You know, you race down on mountain bikes and, you know, these injuries are bound to catch up with you now and then.
So, obviously, I mean, it's a tough thing to be here, but you've made the effort to travel up a fairly long way and come here. Why is that important to you?
It's, you know, I love it. It's Fort William, like I say, it's my favourite World Cup. You know, amazing atmosphere. It's a great track. And, you know, I've been up here supporting the team and watching them all work. And, you know, it's almost like I've prepared for this event for so long in my head that, you know, I couldn't just sit at home and watch TV for the weekend, you know. I wanted to be here, I wanted to come along. And, you know, even though I'm not on a bike, it's still a great weekend.
Awesome, yeah. How are the team getting on? Are they having a good weekend so far?
Yeah, I seem to be flying. I mean, Rach looks comfortable. She looks fast. I think the new bike is really suiting everyone. Cade and Muddy are both comfortable. Obviously, Muddy's been upgraded to the 29, and now I'm out of action. So, you know, he's had a bit of a boost there. So he's happy. So quali's today. So fingers crossed.
I saw a video clip of Muddy having a little bit of an incident coming into the step down across the road. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's a tough Aussie, luckily, so he bounces well. I think he's just finding that speed. You know, the new bike's she's fast, so it's almost like you have to find that comfortable speed. And I don't think you can attack at every point. You know, it's almost where you have to reel it back in some points. So Muddy's just finding his ground, and you know, I think he'll be solid in qualies today.
Come on, was it much of an adjustment for you to switch over onto the new bike then, or did you find it a fairly easy transition?
No, it was a big adjustment. I mean, it's more than just a different wheel size, you know, and obviously Trek have developed this new frame with us, so there are a lot of changes apart from the wheel size, you know. So there was a lot to get used to. There was a lot of changes that meant I had to ride slightly differently and meant I could attack in places where I couldn't before, and I had to bring it back in places where I would have cracked on before. So, you know, a lot of changes, a lot of adjustments to my riding style, and it was something that I just needed time on, and unfortunately, with the injury, I didn't quite get it. So, a work in progress.
So, do you think that puts the Syndicate in a good position? They've probably been on the 29er for the longest. Will that help them this weekend?
I think time spent on the bike is definitely an advantage, you know. But you know, there's a lot of guys chasing them. There's a lot of guys that have had a lot of time testing on it. So, it will be something they build on. You know, Fort William's a track everyone's ridden for a long time, so I think that'll help some guys. You know, it's hard to say, but from my point of view, I felt fast and I felt like I had a lot to offer and definitely would have been pushing for a podium.
Cool. Sorry to hear that you're not riding this weekend. Wish you a speedy recovery, hopefully, and hope to see you back later in the year.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, Mark Wallace. Day 2, Fort William. Sun's out again. Not due to hole, but it looks kind of good at the moment. How was yesterday for you?
Yesterday was all right. Struggling a bit in the morning just to get into it. It's kind of a unique track. You don't really ride anything else like it the rest of the year, so I feel like it always takes a few runs to get into it. But day ended all right, so can't complain. And like you said, sun's out, so could be a lot worse.
Yeah, true. Number 2 plate on your bike, does that make any difference to you, or is it just a number?
I mean, it's just a number, but at the same time, got pretty lucky in Lourdes, so I'd like to make it count and take advantage of that good luck and end up with a good overall. So yeah, there's bit of pressure there, I guess, but it's just pressure I'm putting on myself, so it's all good.
Fair enough. And the track's kind of maybe two different styles here. There's a lot of very open, fast, rough, rocky stuff, and then you suddenly turn into dark, sticky, mosquito-filled woods. How do you get a bike set up for that?
Yeah, it's a challenging one. It's crazy. You go from, like, I don't know, whatever it is, 40, 50 k's an hour to just barely moving. So, yeah, it throws everything off. And I guess it's just trying to set up the bike to be either really good in the majority of the track where you're going to make up the most time and then just get through the woods. Or I think that's kind of what we've done. It feels amazing everywhere. And then maybe it's a bit tough in the woods, but, you know, it's a short section. You just got to get through it, so.
I think the woods looks pretty tough, whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's only so much you can do with your bike, so it's going to be a challenge no matter what. So you may as well make it good for the majority of the track.
Cool, good stuff. Well, I hope today goes well. Look forward to seeing how you get on in qualifying, and good luck for the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, Nico, day two, Saturday morning. Sun's still out in Fort William. How long can that continue?
Hopefully until after the race on Sunday.
That would be sweet. So you had a full day of practice yesterday. How did that go for you?
Pretty good. First day of practice is always fun. It's you know, you don't have anything really to do. It's just about getting on the course and getting comfortable. So yeah, I tried to follow Aaron as much as I could and try to get up to speed.
Cool. And saw you and Aaron checking out some of the rock sections towards the top, spending quite a lot of time studying that. Is that an area where you think there's time to be made and lost?
I think really from the end of the first bridges until the woods is where the race is won and lost. So I think that's a lot of time can be made in there if you can carry good momentum. So, yeah, we're just trying to figure out how to carry as much exit speed through these turns as possible.
Think you got it?
I don't know. I didn't feel super comfortable on the course. The surface here is really unique. It's a really special surface. There's not really any other tracks that I ride that are made of gravel. So I think all the riders feel a little bit uncomfortable with where they're putting their tires. You know, the grip isn't great. And it's just so high speed, especially this year, even more than ever, like carrying so much speed. So, yeah, I don't know. I didn't feel awesome, but I don't think anybody does on this track. Yeah, hope to have a good one today.
Cool. And there's a wood section here that's very different to the rest of the track. It looks pretty hard work and pretty sloppy. How important is that wood section as a kind of from a timing perspective?
You know, I think a lot of the riders look at it as something to just get through clean. It's so technical that you can really throw it all away there. And depending on how yesterday in practice, it was so boggy that it was almost impossible to ride. I think it'll be fixed up for today. It seems like they did some work on it. But, yeah, it's so different from the rest of the track. It kind of, like, changes the flow of everything. So I like that style of stuff. If it was a whole track like that, I wouldn't be bummed. So, yeah, I like the woods and I also like the length of it. I think I'm strong enough that 5 minutes is good for me. And the times are so tight this year that even if in that top section I'm not feeling super comfortable, I think through the woods and then all the way to the bottom, I can make up a little bit of time, which might mean a few positions.
Cool. And you spent the day yesterday, I think, riding with Aaron most of the day. How important is that for you? Do you find it helpful to ride with someone else that's you know, at a good pace?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on this team, so I just try to take advantage of it. Aaron's won this race a few times, and he's obviously won a lot of races. So if I can follow him and see what the pace is and have that right in front of me to chase, it makes it, I guess, a little easier to try to figure out how to go that fast.
Awesome. Well, best of luck for today. Hope it goes well. Look forward to seeing qualifying results later on. Have an awesome day on the hill.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Cheers, Nico. Okay, we're here with George Branninger and Laurie Greenland on day two. We're kind of into practice. You boys are both looking pretty relaxed. Bit of mud on your trousers. George, how's it going today?
Pretty good today. I felt like not the best yesterday. Just been run down the last few days, and then I think I got one run without the bike breaking, so it was not the best day. But today, first run was good, so feeling a lot better, yeah.
How's the course shaping up? There's a new section. Is it kind of cutting in? How are you feeling about that?
New section's cut in like perfectly, kind of like I hoped it would, because it's soft and there's lots of actual dirt in there. It's not just gravel and rock, so it's got proper holes in it, not just square edge rocks, and it's cutting in sick. The whole track everywhere else is in good condition because they've like bermed up everything a bit more, filled in more holes than normal, and it's running sick, real good actually.
A little bit less physical than previous years, or?
I don't know if, yeah, I think less physical. For me, I feel better anyway, but I I just find like the track is a lot smoother now. So I think, yeah, it's a little less physical, and especially with that new section, because it's a lot less rough and it flows better, so you're not pedaling out of corners like in the old section that they cut out. So it's pretty good now. Yeah, it's not too physical.
Cool, good stuff. And Laurie, you were fastest in time training yesterday. Does that mean anything? Like, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, it makes me feel good. You know, it's obviously I'm on a 650B bike, so I don't really tend to get mechanicals or punctures. Or like George said, I don't. It's me and Machina at one. We've been on each other for the past few years. So yeah, I'm really at one with my bike, and I'm not dealing with any of this. All the bullshit that comes with the 29 program, really. It's I'm just joking, but yeah, it's yesterday was awesome. It's just a wicked day on the bike. Felt really good all day, and nice fun day of practice. Went well. Good practice goes well.
And you've clearly showed that you've got form over the last year or so. Are you hoping for something special tomorrow?
You can't be here if you're not hoping for something special. Got to keep the dream alive, I guess. But just looking to. I'd be stoked to get in the top 10 tomorrow. I'd be real happy with that.
Cool. What do you think it takes to do that here? What's the key to this track?
I think it's such a long track. A lot of people get intimidated by it, and just don't be scared to chuck yourself into the pain cave for 4 minutes. It's not that much of a big deal, really, is it? You just get it done for 4 minutes and it's over. Just make sure you link every section together real nice. And when you come to the woods, I think you're just as likely to crash if you go slow. So just attack it, see what happens.
Just have it, hope for the best.
Yeah, should be good, man.
Cool, nice one. Have a good weekend, guys. Hope to see you both up there in the results tomorrow.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, my boy.
Cheers, Brett.
Okay, Joe Smith, Norco Factory Racing. Thanks for joining us. You're coming back from a pretty serious shoulder injury at Lords, which was only 4 weeks ago, I think. Can you talk us through a little bit about what you've been up to over the last few weeks to get ready for this?
Yeah, so in the first round in Lords, I dislocated my shoulder, which was actually kind of probably the worst injury I've had. So I got home as soon as I could, went to the physio, had like an MRI scan and stuff, and turns out it was a bit worse than just dislocating it. I'd done a little bit of damage to some ligaments, and they've also like chipped a bit of bone, so the surgeon is saying that I need surgery, and I think that's the plan at some point. But it wasn't worth not trying to do the rest of the season, because if I had surgery straight away, I'd have just missed the whole year, or I'd have been very lucky to get the last one or two rounds in. So we figured we'd try and rehab it as much as we could, and then so that's what I've been doing the last month. I've been to the physio every week up in Manchester, and they're really pleased how it went. So I got one day on my downhill bike before I came here, and it's going well so far.
Awesome, pretty impressive recovery to be back here and racing on a course that's so physical. How's it been feeling for you? Are you able to ride at the pace you'd like to, or are you having to hold back a little bit?
Obviously I'm holding back a little bit, I think, but it's easy to get carried away. And the good thing about here is I've ridden it so much over the years, like 80% of the track's the same as it always has been, so I know what to expect. I know how it changes over the course of the weekend. I can kind of brace myself, and I know where there's likely to be a hole or something. The problem is the other 20%, it's like the new wood section and stuff, and it's changing a bit, and so when I can't anticipate what's going to happen, my shoulder's like it can't react quick enough almost, and there's a lot of harsh compressions. So I've just been focused on trying to get a good, like, solid, reliable lines and try and be smooth without crashing. So
cool. And then you've got a week to relax and try and recover a little bit, and then off to Leargang. Hopefully that race may be a little easier on your shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, that one can be pretty tough as well, but as a whole it's quite smooth bike parky track, so it should favour it, really. So yeah, that's next weekend, a couple of days travelling and stuff, and it was all dependent on how this weekend went to see what the rest of the year kind of holds. We got this, and then, well, there's meant to be 6 weeks back to back of racing, a couple of Crankworx races thrown in, so it's going to be tough. But I feel like after today especially, I'm feeling kind of pretty optimistic and kind of ready to give it a go.
Excellent, good stuff. I'm glad to hear you're on the mend, and look forward to seeing how you get on, and hopefully the recovery continues through the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Loris Vergier, just come down for your qualifying run. Talk us through it. You had a dry practice this morning and then the heavens opened. We had a huge rainstorm. The sun came back out, but then you had to go up with probably some pretty different track conditions.
Yeah, a tiny bit different. So you never know. It was like undraw practice. You never know what's happening. So I just went for it, trying to be smooth and don't have a flat or crash because it's pretty easily. You can crash easily there. Oh, cool. Anyway, yeah, I did a smooth run and I didn't crash through the woods. And I think that was the main point to go through. And it's good because with the Greggy, we are one and first and second. So it's pretty awesome.
Cool. And do you think you got much more time in the tank for tomorrow? You think you can find a few more seconds up there?
A few seconds for sure, because if it's drier, it would be better. But anyway, if it's raining, it's going to be hard and we have to stay on the bike. That's the problem, because the wood is just insane. And when you're standing kind of last in the gate, you can have a different condition and it's going to be really tough and rough. So it's a tough one for sure.
And you'll be trying to beat Greg tomorrow, yeah?
I'm going to try to beat myself and to stay on the bike and really have a good run. And if it's Greg is behind, it's good. But if not, I'll be happy.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time. Cheers, man. No problem. Good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Nico, a day of two halves, I guess. So nice sunny practice for you this morning. Just as that finished, the heavens opened. We had a torrential downpour. And then you had to head up the hill and go as fast as you can for qualifying. Talk us through how your day's been.
Pretty good. You know, the practice went smoothly this morning. I felt good on the course. I was definitely picking it up a little bit, you know, little by little. And in the, you know, with that rain, it didn't really seem to affect things too much. Like the woods were definitely pretty boggy, but they were anyway. And this track is kind of built for the weather, you know, with this gravel. It's the best track if it's going to rain. And I don't think there was any negative to the weather. Maybe, I mean, it's a little bit soupier up there, but it was one of those things where it's the same for everybody. So
yeah, it's fair. Yeah, it's very true, very true. So do you think there's more time in the bank? How did your qualifying run go?
I rode some sections really well and made just one really big mistake in the woods. I came off my line, was kind of like pointed the wrong way. And maybe I took more time to like make sure I didn't crash, because if I touched my hands to the ground there, it would have been really bad, like to grip again. So I like knew I was going off and just kind of like came to a stop and got back onto the line. And yeah, I lost some time there, but I think I'm still like right around 20th, so if I can be on the 20th side, it would give me a couple of points, and those are really big for kind of where I'm at, the guys I'm racing against.
Awesome. So what does the rest of the day hold for you? Like how does it work? Do you need to cool down, do some stretching? What happens from now to kind of the rest of the day?
Yeah, I spun out on the spin bike, and I'll try to, you know, stretch and use a foam roller a lot. Just really trying to keep your muscles relaxed and stay loose is the biggest thing at these races. Once you're here, you just want to be as recovered and relaxed as you can.
Awesome. Well, we'll let you get on with the rest of your evening, and best of luck for tomorrow.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Tracy Hannah, we're down in the finish arena. Your brother's still sat on the podium, and you've had a win today. How are you feeling?
Oh, yeah, like, couldn't feel better. Like, I saw him riding down the hill, and it just, you could tell he had a smile on his face in his riding, so that makes me pretty happy, but I can't believe that I won. Like, it's never really been on my mind, like, yeah, you can win in Fort William, so to take the win today in the toughest conditions, probably one of the toughest races I've ever raced, it's pretty unbelievable, and yeah, just so many people to think that go into it, you know. You just got to think about your coach and my dad and like the whole team, and I just couldn't have done it without them, and my mechanic, and yeah, I don't know, it's pretty unbelievable, pretty excited.
Awesome. And what was the toughest part of the day? Was it the wood section? It looked pretty hard for everyone coming down the hill.
Yeah, I think it was the woods, also like the entry, more so the entry to the woods and the exit, because the entry was like a huge rut, and then the exit you weren't clipped in and the jump start. So it's like, I think the whole track is hard, and I tried not to single out the woods as the hardest part, because I knew that the top was going to be physical and the bottom was going to be hard. So kind of just try to manage my fatigue and get through the woods safe, I guess.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully Mick will stay on the podium as well. And good luck for the next round.
Yeah, it's just so great to see him have a good run and happy with himself. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Tracy. Okay, Matt Walker, welcome to the Downtime podcast. It's about an hour or so since you took your first World Cup victory. Talk us through how you're feeling right now.
Well, I'm just, I don't know, I don't feel like it's sunk in quite. I've, I guess it's been a dream of mine for a long time now to be racing in front of a home crowd. And this weekend, Fort William has been, the crowd has been unbelievable, probably the biggest crowd and the best supporting crowd, especially being British as well. So, yeah, to race in front of a crowd like that is pretty spectacular, and it almost feels like you're famous, like everyone's shouting your name, and yeah, it's amazing. It's a really good feeling. So, so to deliver a good run when I wanted it the most was, yeah, it feels like a huge relief, almost like a weight off my shoulders now. It's all done, dusted. Won the race, and yeah, just looking for time to chill out now and reflect on it a bit. Wait for it to sink in. Like,
happy day. So, have you felt good all weekend? Did you think it was on the cards, or you know, how's your week been?
To be honest with you, mate, Friday, because I'm back in B practice because I got a puncture at Lourdes, so it's been quite an uphill battle, really, because you know, from first practice on Friday morning and then practicing again on Saturday, the track had changed so much, and it was, I only had two runs to try and get my eye in again, and I'm back ready for qualifying. So felt like a bit of an uphill battle, to be honest, but I'd done a lot of testing here, and I'd done a lot of laps, so I felt like I knew, like I could be confident in where I was going. And yeah, so after qualifying and this morning practice, like, I got through the woods, which is like the most technical bit of the track, and I got through it relatively clean twice, so I guess I had a bit of confidence going into the race run, and I knew I'd just ride as fast as I can at the top and get into the woods and commit, and and see how we go.
Awesome. And do you think you can carry that performance through to the rest of the season? Does this give you a bit of a lift going into the next race?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I mean, I've worked really hard, and this is the first time really that I feel this year it's paid off. So, yeah, I'd like to think I've got a bit of confidence now and moving on into the rest of the season. So, yeah, it's all good.
Awesome. Stoked to see you up there. Look forward to seeing how you get on for the rest of the year. Best of luck.
Thank you very much, mate.
Okay, we're here with Nico Mullally, just about to head off towards the podium. Seventh place today. Talk us through your day.
Yeah, my race run went awesome. I was very surprised when I crossed the finish line because this track hasn't historically been a great one for me. But, you know, practice was kind of tough with the wood section. It was harder than it's ever been this morning, and a lot of riders were really struggling, me included. But I pushed back up last run. We only had an hour to practice, so it was kind of short. And I pushed back up and rode through it pretty smooth, and I just thought, you know, if I can keep my feet up through here, I'm going to be at an advantage. Like, my bike's gonna stay clean, my feet are gonna stay clean, and I'm gonna have more control standing on the bike than trying to tripod through it. So I managed to do that. Maybe a miracle, but I got through the wood section clean. I don't know if I can repeat that, but super stoked to get through there. And then I didn't use that much effort either, because I got through it clean. A lot of riders that were like pushing, and it kind of, your heart rate jumps up really fast when you start feeling like you have to rush like that. So I felt really strong at the bottom. I had a lot of energy, and just had a smooth run altogether. Managed to finish seventh, so I'm really happy.
Yeah, that's an awesome result, man. How does that make you feel coming into Leagang next weekend? Does that give you a bit more energy and a bit more drive for a result there?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it just makes me relax a little bit more and, you know, feel a little bit more confident. I think, this year I haven't been feeling much pressure. I've got everything I need, and I'm just riding because I really, you know, I want to. I've wanted to do this since I was a kid. So this year, I just don't feel any pressure. I'm relaxed, and this only builds on it. Shows that seventh at round one wasn't a fluke. I did it today on not my favorite track against the best guys in the fair condition. So, yeah, stoked.
Happy days. Awesome. Thanks for your time this weekend, Nico. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Stoked for the podcast.
Cheers, man.
Well, that's it for our Fort William special. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I certainly enjoyed putting it together. We've got a really special guest later in the week. We were really lucky to find some time over the weekend with Greg Minner. So we've got a full podcast episode with Greg, and we've also got a signed O'Neill race jersey to give away. So stay tuned. That'll be released later in the week. But until then, get out and ride.